Hi, this is JD from J2KLMT. I'm just here to comment on the critical thinking skills article. Now, basically, what I feel and what I think about this article, it does have some good points to it, but I wouldn't really read this in my downtime. The article actually says, basically says that it sums up part of the opinions aspect of critical thinking. And it does bring up some good points about patterns and scientists coming up with those patterns and how it pertains to our survival, our motivation. And if scientists are really just regular people or not, once they step out into the real world. And I think that there is a good point to this, that critical thinking does tie into the problem-solving method, because critical thinking skills, it basically what okay, first we're going to define what problem solving is. Problem solving is when you draw first you draw a picture, then you organize your given information. Once you have that given information, you figure out what equation you need to use to find the solution, and then you find a solution. And in critical thinking, the way it ties into problem solving is that you do have an opinion aspect of it based off of your personal experiences. And your critical think, your opinion is going to be based off of your personal experiences. What do you see in the world? How do you see the world? But the thing is that your opinion is going to be somewhat, have that pre-built opinions. When you look at something, stereotypes, because you don't see everything from all the angles, and that's where the bias comes in, and you just see it from your own view. And that's what critical thinking skills you do need when you have to decipher, okay, what is not true about my opinion, and where do I stand and what I think about something. After that, you just have to challenge it. Challenge that in your own and others so that you guys can come up with a great argument, challenge it, and finally come up with a critical analysis. Now, after you form that, you can form a great, pattern or solution and what best solves a problem. And that's how critical thinking skills apply to or are a big part of the problem-solving method. Now, would it actually, having a formal training in the problem-solving method produce more successful people? Well, one, if you're taking physics, then most likely you're not, yes, because once you get that degree and you actually go into engineering or physical therapy or whatever you're going into, you're going to a high-paid job in the first place, and money equals success. So I would say yeah for that, but also those that are good problem solvers, they're not all educated, they're not all have a high degree, but they do know how to, reason and deduct what is good for them, their company, people in their company, their clients, their customers. And when you can figure out what solves problems for everybody, that's a good way to build a career off of. You can actually think down to the last variable, what will be affected. And you don't need a real measurement for that. You just have to know how to do that. And some people have it, some people don't. And the people that do have it, they're not exactly rare, but they're better at it than others. And that's what makes them more successful than other people. They can think on a larger scale and think more in-depthly of solving problems. And that formal training does help when you do have a large scale. So I'm pretty sure that if you're going down the aisle just thinking about you and your family, you're just thinking about the toilet paper, whether it's going to be high quality or not, I don't think that's the best problem-solving method for a successful person. That's not a great example, but McDonald's versus a consulting firm, which one would you be, the CEO or the sales associate? Yeah, that's what I thought. And I do have personal experiences of how it would affect, how someone has disagreed and not followed the problem-solving method, and most of the time it has to do with the middle schoolers and high schoolers that I tutor for math. And they will argue with me till no end, till they don't have to do homework, that this is how you do a problem. And I'm like, solving for X does not include magic math. And they won't go through the whole problem-solving method. And the whole problem-solving method, when it comes down to like saying solving for the unknown, you actually have to go through the steps. You're gonna minus one from the other side. If you do it from one side, you do it to the other side, and divide out, multiply, whatever you have to do to get X by itself. And they don't go through that step sometimes. And every time I tell them, go through each step, go and write it down so that if you make a mistake, you can go back and figure out where you did wrong or just start over, so you don't repeat that mistake. And they will argue with me and do magic math and get a funky number. And in high school, middle school, They pretty much have whole numbers for their answers. And if not, they have the back of the book. Lucky them, aren't they? But in mine, when I do it, when I tell them how to do it or show them how to do it, they actually get a good number, you know, like a whole number, whether it be negative or positive. So that's one thing that, one experience that I've had, or experiences plural, that I've had with just students, you know, them not following the problem solving method. And those that do follow it, they can figure out what they did wrong or go through it again and realize, hey, I did this wrong, or she didn't change her sign right, or stuff like that. And that helps out a lot, you know, just writing it all out. And prior problem solving method is writing it all out, organizing your information, looking at what you need. And they're still learning that, but someone will disagree with me or not follow it, but you know, it does help. And some don't even need it, but it's still a good way to know what you're doing. And my last thought here is that the critical thinking skills article was true when it said that once the scientist steps out into the real world, they are met with chaos, because you can't go through life measuring things. Life isn't a measurement. Life is just life. You live it or you don't. And some survive better than others because they can figure out the patterns and figure out what they need for survival. And, you know, life for me, and this is my opinion based off my personal experiences, that's what I think. Life is just life. You can't measure X to plus X equals heaven. No, you can't do that. It's just life. Well, thank you for listening to me, and hope you like it. Bye-bye.